Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Naheed Mamun, who's CEO at Oracle Power. How are you today, Naheed?
Hi, Zach. I'm very well, thank you.
Right, you've got a bit of news today for Oracle. Not quite maybe what the market was expecting, but it looks like good news anyway.
Although we had sort of disclosed a while ago that we are on this journey and that we do plan to diversify and bring much more to the platform for our shareholders. Having said that, I am certain that the market would start to recognize us as a diversified project developer in the natural resources sector. So that's what we're aiming for. And I hope that this is the beginning of many more fantastic deals and announcements going forward.
Right. In terms of these two deals that you've got, could you just run us through a little bit what we can expect from these two projects?
Sure. So we're very thrilled that we've actually managed to get something which is very exciting and has tremendous potential at a very modest outlay. One is a Northern Zone project, which is located 25 kilometers east of the major gold mining center of Kalgoorlie, the home of the Super Pit mine, which was the second largest gold mine in Australia. And more importantly, the previous drilling has returned fantastic results, including 5.06 grams at 9 meters. And this is a drill ready project. So we're very, very excited about moving into a sort of an immediate short drilling program to prove up results. And then the second project that we've acquired is Jundee East, which is 9 kilometers east of Northern Star's Jundee Gold Mine, one of Australia's largest gold mines. And so there's a potential new buried greenstone belt here, which has been identified from gravity modeling, which highlights prospective new target areas for gold exploration at Jundee East, very close to one of Australia's tier one gold mines. So this is a really structurally significant play, and we are ready to go onto this one as well.
Right. I mean, the Aussie area at the moment is red hot. Is Oracle planning to stick to Australia, or is it going to go global, let's say?
So you're right about Australian prospect with respect to gold exploration and the potential. So we've sort of taken our time to identify where we should move out into. So this is our sort of first choice. We are also looking at other projects in collaboration with the Office of His Highness. So that's also ongoing. But in terms of the initiation of taking ourselves from a one product, one project, one asset company into a more diversified company which has a portfolio, this has been a first choice for us. A great jurisdiction, great support on ground and great potential, a really positive outlook for the commodity, certainly a play which could be very short term in terms of delivering great value.
And are you finding the pandemic atmosphere a good one for finding opportunities?
Well, I think certainly the way we operate has changed, and in that way, it's a lot of things that would, in my opinion, be more difficult to achieve have suddenly become easier just because of an attitude which has changed with respect to markets, with respect to assessing resources, opportunities, etc. So I think that in terms of exploring new ventures, it has become much easier. Although sometimes, like for example, in Pakistan and in other jurisdictions as well, you might experience slight delays due to the sort of impact of the pandemic. But in terms of venturing out and expanding our focus, it's been fantastic.
Naheed Mamun, CEO of Oracle Power, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.